classes and workshops at the only business show worth visiting. Grow Kent, June the 14th at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel, Maidstone. Get free tickets at growkent.co.uk or come on the day.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show on Biz Radio and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, May the 16th. With me, Paul Andrews, and my gorgeous co-host, the lovely Bird.
No, you did it wrong again.
I'll tell you what, we'll try that again. Rewind. We'll pretend that. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host.
Me, Bird on a Bike.
Bird on a Bike. There you go. Cool.
We've got to keep doing it.
Yeah, I'll get it right eventually.
You just keep going into your normal, I'm a co-host.
I know.
Anyway, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
You calm down now?
What?
Have you calmed down now?
Yeah, I've got another cup of tea. I'm all right.
No more ranting?
No.
I like it when you rant a bit, though.
No, I don't like having to rant, but...
I think it's good.
One of the things... I've been talking to some friends of mine. One of the things that got me wound up about this and various people asking me questions about why their business isn't succeeding and stuff like that, which is fair enough. I don't have a problem with that. But I spent some time while I was wandering around moving furniture thinking about it, and one of the things I'm thinking of doing is doing some pop-up mentoring.
I think it's a great idea.
Just having a day where people can come along, and rather than come at me one at a time, we'll kind of get people together and we'll talk about how to grow their business a bit and, you know, make a bit more money. Because one of the things that I find with a lot of, especially smaller startup businesses, is they're very passionate about what they do, whatever their service or product is, but they probably don't have a lot of experience in actually selling.
It's hard.
And it is hard. And at the end of the day, you need to pay the mortgage. It's great doing what you enjoy doing, but you need to earn income. And I think I can help with that. So it's one of the things.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Anyway, enough of that. We've still got loads and loads of tweets coming in. We've got bazillions of emails. We've got another fabulous guest to talk to. I've had a tweet from the St. George's Hotel. Who say, really enjoying the Business Bunker today. Looking forward to hearing Joe later from the Stove Hub.
It's Roland.
And about the hot dogs, that's Roland, Roland Stanley, who owns the St. George Hotel over there in Rochester. And the lovely folks from Channel FM have said, afternoon, guys, please can we have a shout-out for Kent's premier eco-friendly facilities management cleaning company based in deepest, darkest Kent. And that's Channel Facilities Management. They are fabulous. They actually clean my place in Fruitworks, and they do not use any chemicals whatsoever.
Drinks it.
And he will drink it to prove that there's nothing toxic in it.
What's it made of?
It's a bacteria-based product. I know all about this. I can tell you.
We had the Monjo. They were brilliant.
Yeah, they came on and talked about it, but they actually clean my premises in Fruitworks, and it works, you know, because the thing that worries you when they say we don't use chemicals, you go, yeah, but it's going to be dirty still, isn't it? It isn't. It works really, really well. All you do, but you have to leave it for a few minutes. Otherwise, if you rinse it too quickly, it washes the bacteria away. Right. But it's bacteria that does the work. It's really fabulous stuff, and they are brilliant. So it's just Channel FM. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is LTDCFM, so it's Limited CFM.
You've got some stirred up Twitters going on, I tell you.
Oh, what's the matter with them?
No, it's good. It's good people saying they agree with your opinion. It's great that you're speaking like this. So Denise is saying interesting opinions on relationship marketing on Business Bunker. I have to say she fully agrees with you, Vanilla Web.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, times have significantly
changed. Denise agrees with me.
I know.
Did I say something wrong?
And then Supply My Business is saying at Vanilla Web certainly has his hands full today on Business Bunker. I don't know what you're suggesting, Martin, with the excellent female guest out of his depth. I don't agree.
Typical. He's just jealous.
He is jealous. Yeah. He is jealous.
Absolutely.
So just under 2 months to go to Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre Trust's annual 10K run. You can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll train you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Bird.
That's my pleasure. The run is on Sunday, the 25th of June. We've got loads of time. Mm-hmm. Starting at 10:30, a relatively fast and flat 10K route around the countryside on the edge of the historic town of Sandwich. So go and book in on sportingeventsuk.com and Sandwich 10K. Go and check it out.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Neil at FMRC. That's the Fraud Management Resource Centre. And they say, Business Bunker shout out, please, Paul, for fraudmanagementresourcecentre.co.uk, which is their website. Many thanks and really enjoying the show and good luck with the new studio. So thank you, Neil, at Fraud Management Resource Centre. Who else? Andrew Knott of the Federation of Small Business. Paul, could we have a shout out, please? If you'd like to learn more about becoming a member of the Federation of Small Business, please call me. That's Andrew Knott on 07747 114627. I'll give you that number again. It's 07747 114627. Or the easiest thing is to follow Andrew on the Twitter, AKNOTT20. Give Andrew a follow on the Twitter and find out about all the benefits, and there are many, of becoming a Federation of Small Business member.
Here, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah.
Would you like a free breakfast?
Oh, go on then.
Brexit breakfast. That wasn't easy to say, was it?
It wasn't.
On the 24th of May, join us at the CICM Kent branch for a free, that was a free breakfast, and Brexit talk from Phil Eckersley, is it? At 7.30, free breakfast, 8 o'clock introduction, and then 8.15, the presentation. Go check them out. Very, very long website, so just go on to our site and they can get the link from there.
Cool. Jules has posted a picture of zebra earrings. Thank you, Jules. She is currently ensconced in Cape Town in South Africa, and she will be there until she has drunk the entire Stellenbosch wine fields dry, I think. There's a TEDx happening at Royal Tunbridge Wells, and it's coming to the Assembly Hall Theatre for the first time. There's a range of high-profile speakers ranging from Olympians to business leaders. Dame Kelly Holmes, double gold Olympic winner. Jane Walker, MBE, working to combat... Yeah, go on.
We know somebody very famous who's doing a talk there.
Do we?
Henry Rose Lee's doing a talk.
Is she?
Yeah, she is.
Is she?
Well,
I haven't seen Henry for ages.
I bumped into them. Can you believe this? A great friend of mine, QJ and Henry, and they were on the train going to London. Mm. I was having this big meeting for TV, and they were sat behind me. And it was like, I know those dulcet tones. And yeah, so she's be talking there as well.
Fantastic. Mm. I haven't seen Henry for ages. And she's brilliant.
Yeah.
Ticket prices vary from 15 to 50 quid, and they are available to buy from the Assembly Hall Theatre. And you can go to their website, assemblyhallthatre.co.uk, or you can go to their box office on Tunbridge Wells, which is 01892-530613. That's Tunbridge Wells, 01892-530613. It's the TEDx is from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. There's a 50 quid golden ticket, which allows all holders to choose from the very best seats and be able to attend rehearsals, to meet the speakers, and to get drink vouchers. Rehearsal dates will be in early June and a 9 a.m. start, but it will be confirmed there at a time. There are £25 solidary tickets, which allow you to enter the theatre 15 minutes ahead of regular ticket holders and choose your seat so you don't have to fight. And then there's the general admission tickets, which are 15 quid. So,
it's a big theatre.
Yeah, big TEDx at the Assembly Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, on June the 10th.
I actually know Jules will be back with us very soon.
Jules?
Yes, she will. Because on the 2nd of June... No, on the 2nd of June, there is a next Slope Off Friday lunch, which is at Posilipo, is it?
Posilipo.
Posilipo
Aqua.
Aqua. And that's at Faversham. So
it's actually lovely. It's by the creek.
Is it?
Down by the creek, yeah. It's
so
very
it's
nice.
It's a two-course lunch, and it's a... Would we say it's networking?
It's debauchery is what it is. There's no other word to describe it. Calling it lunch is ridiculous. The last time she texted me at 2 a.m. going,
yeah,
I've nearly finished lunch. But what's his face? Alan McCappin had just ordered a bottle of port and cheese. And it was 2 o'clock in the morning and they started at 11 o'clock lunchtime.
Yeah. So you need to connect with Slope Off Friday and how to connect them, use their email address, which is aknot20@aol.com.
I want to tell you about a new networking venture starting out in Kent. It's called Niche Networking. And their first event is taking place on May the 17th from 10:30 a.m. And it is, in fact, the Sir George Hotel in Chatham. Learn how one company generated over £37 million in revenue for their clients last year. We have just a few places left for our Grow Your Business event on Wednesday the 17th of May. business development and marketing expert Kent Hite will explain how he has helped the clients win business with brands like O2, M&S, TSB, RSA, Virgin, Post Office and Royal Bank of Scotland. The event is specifically for business owners, marketing executives and business development executives who would like to increase their sales conversions using smart marketing technologies and techniques. You can find out more about it by going to the following website, niche-networking.com. Niche-networking.com.
Or if you're American, niche.
Yeah, so that's May the 17th, which will be manana tomorrow, won't it?
Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
Maidstone Business Awards coming up.
Okay.
Are you emceeing?
Yeah. No, I had to think about that. Yeah, I am. I'm chairing Grow Maidstone during the day, and then I'm emceeing the awards in the evening.
Yeah. I want to start a little bit of a competition with you.
Go on, then.
I want to do, which event is Mr. Andrews not emceeing in?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Tell us.
I'm not allowed to MC at any of the Women in Business events.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
He's gutted about it.
I am.
He's so bothered about it.
Yeah, to ask why? What's the reason?
Why won't they let me?
Yeah, no, I just like to hear it on the radio.
Yeah, because I'm not a lady and I won't wear my pink tutu to do it. That's why.
So women need a female MC?
Apparently. It's a women in Business event, you see.
Mm.
Yeah.
So?
It doesn't fit in for the season.
Maidstone Business Awards. Mm. The awards are now open for nomination. The award dinner is on June the 14th at the Great Danes in Maidstone. Startup recognising a new startup that has shown a clear path to success. There's lots of different categories: creative digital, customer service, entrepreneur. Are you known for your entrepreneurial flares, Mr. Andrew?
Flares?
Yeah.
I haven't worn flares for years.
Innovation, hospitality. If you think this is part, you think, wow, I need to be there, then go on to businessawardskent.co.uk/Maidstone Awards. I can't because I'm not from these parts.
Oh, kiddock. No, you're not, are you?
Nope. There's nowhere for
you're
me
from
to go.
Plymouth. You're from Plymouth, aren't you? You're from Plymouth, aren't you, my lovely?
I'm not from these lovely.
Oh, clotty cream and all that.
Are you going to punch him or shall I?
Yeah. I like it. It makes me chuckle. Makes me chuckle. I could tell you, there's one of my stories about clotted cream.
I bet you could. Go on.
Down at the dairy.
She used to be a nurse as well, so it's probably horrible.
No, it's not. But I do have great stories about being a nurse in A&E. Mm. We used to have a big punnet of, like, I don't even know how big it is, about £2 of clotted cream. And literally, I would eat spoonfuls of it when I was younger, like really young. Syrup as well. Loved it with syrup. That's just wrong on every level, isn't it? Joe, there's
it sounds like a heart attack.
I wouldn't even touch it.
She spent
now.
The rest of her life trying to work it off. That's the problem. she had to invent a whole business, bird on a bike, just so she could get rid of her childhood clotted cream
but
and syrup.
But it was warm when we used to go and pick it up. It was lovely.
Don't do that.
Do you still crave it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Rowena Horton. Rowena does wine tasting events. And she's got an event in conjunction with La Cantina. La Cantina is in Tenterden High Street.
They're going to come and cook.
Sorry?
They're going to come and cook.
Yeah.
The festival.
Yeah. Anyway, La Cantina, with Discovered a Vine, which is Rowena's company, they have an Tenterden Italian wine tasting. And it's this Thursday, the 18th of May, and it starts at 7 p.m. And she's asked for a shout-out on the Business Bunker. Consider yourself shouted out.
Tracy Ferguson, hi Paul and Bird. Looking forward to hearing Joe talk about hashtag hot dogs. I can't wait now. I'm like, what's going on about hot dogs? Great show. And like the idea of pop-up mentoring. This is what I'm loving. Everybody's really engaging with us.
Yeah, it's good.
This is what it's about, you know.
It is indeed. Yeah, it is. And talking about hearing Joe and hot dogs, why don't we?
Let's do it.
Why don't we talk to Joe?
I
think we've waited long enough and we've got loads of things to talk to Joe about. We're not going to start with hot dogs. We'll save hot dogs to the end, I think.
Tuna?
I think we'll do the tuna in the middle and we'll start with stoves. What do you reckon? And wood burners. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back.
Paul.
You have been on before.
I have. It was many years ago.
Yeah. Welcome back onto the Business Bunker after many years. The lovely Joe Allsop from the Stove Hub and the Heating Hub.
Both. Yeah,
if you follow both. Joe, why don't you start off by telling people what you actually do for a living rather than all the stuff you actually do. Tell us about the Stove Hub and the Heating Hub.
Well, I guess we're about warm homes. We install boilers, gas boilers, oil boilers. Not terribly sexy, but, you know, necessary. Mm. And wood-burning stoves. So we have a showroom in Rochester. We install gas fires, wood burners, some high-end, mid-range to high-end products, I guess.
Okay.
Scandinavian and UK manufactured.
Just because I want to talk about it. Me and boilers don't get on.
Oh.
Right. But I'm not gonna give you any technical nonsense over that. I'm just letting you know, me and gas boilers do not get on. I'm on my fourth, right? And I've only lived in the house 10 years.
Okay. Four boilers.
Yeah. And the first one I started with was perfect, but that was a Prescott job, right? It had a little fault, and the engineer said, we can't repair that because it no longer conforms with the new John Prescott condenser boiler nonsense. So right. I had to have it removed. And ever since then, everything's gone wrong. Anyway, don't worry about that. What I wanted to ask you is about heating in general.
Yes. Yeah.
Because for many years, I lived in a place that didn't have gas.
Yeah.
So what do you do with people that don't have gas? And I'm not doing propane.
You're not doing bottled gas.
No.
Well, a lot of off-grid residents have oil.
Is that me?
You're off-grid. You are off-grid.
Yeah.
Probably in more ways. So they would have oil. So we do install oil boilers. Mm. Or they would go bottled. Or some have considered renewable energies, and we were quite involved in that.
Shall I tell a quick story about oil? The place I lived, I actually had an Arga. And which was an oil auger and an oil boiler, and it was a reasonably large house, and I was looking at, and it was at a time when oil prices were at their maximum.
Yeah.
And I was trying to negotiate an oil deal, and I rang an oil company, and they said, we only do commercial supplies. And I went, yeah, that's all right. And they went, no, we only do commercial supplies, we don't supply domestic. And I went, no, that's fine. And they said, no, you'd have to spend over $8,000 a year for us to be interested. And I said, my oil bill is currently $4,000 a quarter.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
it was oil prices at that time that sent people running for renewable energy.
Exactly,
But we have short memories, and oil prices have come down. Yeah, so absolutely. Everyone's fine with their oil boiler again.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
At the moment, yeah.
Okay, so you do unsexy gas boilers and oil boilers, and it needs to be done.
Absolutely.
But you do very sexy stoves and wood burners.
Yes.
So let's talk a bit about those.
Okay. We started in wood burners about 6 years ago. We moved into our premises where we are still. We had previous to that occupied my middle bedroom where we started the business, just doing heating. And naivety and children pushed us out into premises. And we rattled around this rather large commercial office space. And, we thought, how could we make it work harder? And wood stoves was something that was sort of popping up, and there was some interest, and we got qualified. We really just pushed the desks back, literally, and put in about five wood burners and had the audacity to call ourselves a showroom. But people did come, and it grew from there. So now the showroom has been extended a couple of times. It takes up about 80% of the space that we occupy.
Okay. I want to talk about the range of things that you do.
Yeah.
Knees tried to bully me into buying a wood stove.
She's relentless.
I know. Shortly after, I'd already paid to put in a gas fire, but, don't worry about that. So you've got wood burners, and I want to talk about those in a minute.
Yeah.
And then you've got wood burning stoves, which are a slightly different animal.
Wood burning stoves, they're all kind of interchangeable terms for a very similar thing. So we have wood burning stoves, which are, I guess, what you would look at as a little black box in a fireplace, a traditional looking stove that we would have had in the UK for 40 years. And then there are the Scandinavian models, which and they come in multi-fuel options, so you can burn coal as well as wood.
Coal.
Okay. Yeah. And then the Scandinavian stuff, which is just wood burning.
Right.
Wood burning only.
Okay. So I've seen wood burners. I know loads of people that have wood burners. It's a real file that you have. You've got a wood burner.
Yeah. I remember my parents getting one 40 years ago, a Norwegian one, Yodel.
Yeah, we sell Yodel.
And the trouble they went to get this, because no one did it then.
Yeah.
And it was when oil prices really spiked. Yeah. And Dad said, no, we're going to burn wood or no heating.
How stupid am I? I bought a gas fire, and my house has more trees in it than you can shake a stick at. And I've just had to pay someone £4,000 to cut up trees and take them away. Yeah, I could have lived on that for 10 years. Anyway, so that's how stupid I am. So anybody thinking of coming to my pop-up mentoring, don't bother. I'm an idiot. So kind of traditional wood stove.
Yes.
Wood burners. I think most of us are fairly familiar with. But what I'm interested in, we're going to lead into this with an expert here, is you're trying to get me to come and cook something on one.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how that works.
I see what you mean. Yes,
is it like cooking chestnuts on a fire? So I put it on a shovel and stick it in there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try that. But no, yeah. So we've got a trailer with two wood burners, two live wood burners. And one of them is I don't know how they technically describe it. I always describe it as a cooktop stove because it has a slab of soapstone, which is just a stone, above the conventional firebox.
Right.
And it has a lid that you can put up.
I can't conceptualise this, so I'm trying to get this into my head, how if I bought one, what I would do with it and where I put it and what I mustn't do. So where do people normally put them? Is it something they have in a kitchen?
They can have them in the kitchen. Yeah, I mean, think of it a bit like an Aga, in the sense that you can do slow cooking. So Aga has hot plates, and the soapstone will act as a hot plate, and you can cook over
but,
it.
But I'm flabbergasted. Now, I'm assuming that probably the history of this was, it's the kind of thing where you would have it in, say, a living room, but you may have a kettle on it or something to keep the kettle boiling.
I don't know. Do you know, it's a good question, because I don't know what the history is of this particular product. One of the suppliers that we stock is called Charmwood. They're UK manufacturer, and they have just decided in their wisdom to make one of their wood burners, which you can buy in a non-cookertop version, a cookertop. And there are one or two others that I know of. Some wood burners have an oven above them.
Have you actually installed them for people to actually use them to cook on?
Yeah, we've done a few. I tell you where they're really popular is wooden little log cabins man huts or whatever.
In
your man cave. Yeah. Where you can just disappear for days because it will provide heat to the room, and you can also cook and fry and boil.
Yeah, so you can do bacon.
You can do bacon and eggs.
You can do bacon on it, and that's it, really. What else do you need to do? You don't need to do it anymore. Okay, no, that's cool. All right, so let's talk a little bit about that now, if you don't mind. So we've done wood burners. I think people are familiar with wood burners.
Yes.
We talked about stoves, stove tops. I now want to talk about what you're up to with the stove tops, and I just made reference to something I'm going to do. But tell us about what you're up to with this cooking thing nonsense.
Well, we've had a program with the trailer of taking it out to farmers markets and food festivals over 2017. We built it last year, but properly tried to put it to good use. Mm. So we go out to various festivals, and we invite Kent cooks or local catering companies or local restaurants to come and showcase their skills, and what we encourage them to do is make little canapés of their cuisine that we then give out to visitors to the farmers market or to the food festival, and we promote them via our social media platforms. We get them to engage with us, so they get some extra profile, and we do basic things because it's obviously a wider networking exercise for them and for us, but at the shows themselves, while they're cooking, we'll give out their business cards, leaflets, you know, just explain to passers-by that are eating their canapés what they do and what they could do for them potentially.
Right. Oh, sorry, I've just seen Denise's gift. It's a gift with a cat. Okay, so the next one is happening.
Oh, so Tenterton, yes. We were at Sevenoaks 2 weeks ago, so Sevenoaks Food Festival. We were there for 3 days, had various people cooking. We're at Tenterton this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and Paul is coming. You're coming.
Someone's coming into. Who's that?
You. You're coming, and we have the Italian restaurant that I can't remember their name. La Cantina. She's coming there. Lady called Maria is coming to demonstrate. Yeah.
I'll tell you about me. I just had a tweet in line with this from Harry Covert.
Oh yes, yeah. And Harry, he's going to be there.
Yeah, and Harry said, can I have a shout-out, please, Vanilla Webb on the Business Bunker? I hope you're going to come and heckle me. You're damn right, I am. at the Tenterden Food Festival. Of course I am, Harry. Yeah, he's going to be there on Saturday. I'm there on Friday.
That's right, yeah.
Harry's there on Saturday. I have to say, Harry's brilliant.
His food's wonderful.
He does the most wonderful. I had a special birthday a couple of years ago, and he came and did all the food for me. I've known Harry for a long time.
Yeah.
And he came and did the food for me, and it was absolutely knockout. It was absolutely brilliant. I love Harry. I really do.
Well, he's trying to push for you to come to our pop-up restaurant. Mm.
Yeah.
In June.
Right. So, cool. So, I will be there on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm Friday. Cooking lunch at 10 in the morning.
Tuesday?
Friday.
I'm like thinking, my goodness.
Yeah.
He's going to let you down there, Joel, I'm thinking. He's thinking it's Tuesday. I'm like, I'm going to be doing Business Bunker by myself.
Denise is manning the stand on the Friday, so he's cooking for Denise.
Mm. So I'm going to be there at 10:30, yeah. I think.
On Friday. Not Tuesday.
And on Friday. And I'm going to be knocking out Asian seared sesame tuna and a chili and balsamic mixed tomato salad.
You could take that to the speed dating event.
I could if I was going, but I'm not, so I won't. But I am going to Tenterden. I am going to go on their stovetop, and I am going to have a go at cooking it.
Well, does it cook super fast?
No, it's actually quite slow. It gets very hot, but because it's soapstone, it's very thick. You get this even heat. So it will, some people hate this word, but it kind of sweats. You know, it sweats something.
Yeah.
So you actually do have to give your dishes slightly longer. We advise to.
So if I was gavin a steak, you just wouldn't slap it on there and it goes.
No, not at all. It's very smooth and even, but it cooks nicely.
I've been a bit sneaky here.
What?
Yeah, because you told me this about the cooking. So I've picked a dish to cook that I normally burn. Yeah, because I leave it in too long.
Yeah.
So it should be perfect.
It will be perfect. With this.
I thought you were going to say you've pre-cooked it. So you literally all you're going to do is come.
No, you can't because it's raw tuna.
Yeah, like a tartare.
Yeah, it is. It's just seared. It's just seared. And if you're not careful, it's very easy to overcook it.
Yeah.
So one of the things is I think this is going to be just right for cooking that.
It will.
Which is why I picked it. Not because it's the only thing I can cook.
Can you believe we're talking cooking on the show? Yeah. So
And shoes.
And chairs.
Well, I'm just going to bring that in as well, Felicity. So Scandinavian seems to be a running theme going on here.
Yeah.
What is it at the minute with...
Waterloo.
It
was Eurovision, it was ABBA.
What do you think it is why Scandinavian
influence
is coming over to us?
Quality and design.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff.
Yeah. Very beautiful. I think they look at them in equal measures. They look at the design, they look at that it functions properly, for wood burners at least.
I think functionality and aesthetics are.
But they also have, I know one of our brands, Scan, they have guest designers come in and they're always looking at what they could do from a different angle for wood burners.
So, Joe, the third part of the three-part series, hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs. Tell us all about hot dogs.
It's a campaign that we started innocently, we thought we would have a public competition to find the faces of our oil boilers. So we have little cat characters for our gas boilers. Mm. And we thought it would be a fun campaign to have a public competition for finding
Brilliant
dogs.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah, well, with the cats, we...
puppy pictures on the internet. I mean, you know, what could possibly go wrong?
There's nothing more exciting than puppy love. There's nothing more.
So that's what we did. But along the way, Denise and I spoke about it because Denise has been a pioneer and heavily... scoped
up.
Out the campaign and tells me what to do on a daily basis. Along the way, we talked about involving a charity and helping to raise their profile. And we're very lucky that Medical Detection Dogs agreed to come on with the campaign.
Absolutely. So basically what we've got here is we've asked the public
yes.
to send in pictures of their dogs
yes.
which they've only done in their millions.
They've done
We've had so many pictures of dogs, it's unbelievable. And the idea is you're going to pick a puppy or a dog.
Well, no,
or...
we have a voting week, so you we don't get to pick.
Right. So,
the public pick.
Well, so we're going to have a gallery of all these doggy pictures, and the public are going to select one, and the lucky winner is going to become the face of your stove.
There'll be three lucky winners.
Yeah. The three lucky winners, and all of this is raising money for medical detection dogs, which is, can you just talk a little bit about that? Because that is phenomenal stuff, isn't it?
It is what they do. It blew me away.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they are a charity based in Milton Keynes, only about 8 years old, and they have two programs that they run. One is for medical alert dogs. And these are dogs that live with people with certain long-term chronic conditions such as diabetes. Mm. And one of the qualifying aspects for a diabetic is that they no longer detect a hypo coming on. Mm. So a local lady called Claire, she has a dog, Pal, and Claire had ceased to be able to know that, you know, a hypo was coming, so she didn't have time to respond and get something sugary or even alert someone. So her family came home on a daily basis and found her just, you know, conked out on the floor. So she was paired with Pal, a dog, who will lick her palm when he senses a change in odour. So it will sense a change in odour and will know that her blood sugar is dropping, so he licks her palm. So
that's Jack, the first... I hope you're listening.
That's my dog. Yeah. Jack will lick you no matter what. Yeah.
What about Ruby?
Yeah. Ruby, you don't even want to know what Ruby will do to you.
So that's like the first line of defence, I guess. And then the dog knows through various stages, because they might not have alerted Claire in time, or Claire hasn't responded quick enough. She thinks, oh, I'll do it in a minute. And so it might go through various stages where a pal will either go and get assistance or fetch medication, or last resort is press a button and the emergency services come to her. So that's one side of the charity. The other side is biodetection dogs, and they are based up in Milton Keynes. They live with families, but they work at the laboratory, and they're doing some real pioneering work in cancer detection. So looking at using swabs, samples from doctors with from people who have suspected prostate cancer or breast cancer. There's a few different ones. And they, through smelling the sample, they have like a 94% success rate for detecting prostate. And through cancers that can only often be detected through quite invasive measures. So they're avoiding a lot of...
When Burb was nurse, we tried telling her to sniff things, but she didn't have it.
What am I supposed to say now? I love this, Joe, because we've been talking about this for a little while. We've had lots of things on about disability and things like
absolutely.
That. And my Jack's autistic.
Right.
And in America, they do emotional jobs, and he's desperate for that to be. He is such a connection with my dog, honey.
Yeah.
And I call him my dog, but it's a family dog. But really, you know, mum's the one who does everything, obviously. Yeah. This is just so important.
Mm. I think it is. I love working dog charities, and where they just provide that. You have a relationship with them, you know.
There is nothing like puppy love. I know there is nothing like it.
Yeah, but it's more than that. I mean, it goes back to what you were saying about engagement and communication. And a friend of mine has got a very seriously autistic son. And they have a Labrador. And Max actually communicates on her son's behalf and will come and get the mum, will go and fetch things. I mean, it's quite incredible, the sort of connection that you can make
with the right connection
kind of
dog. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant stuff, brilliant.
So, Joe, where are we in the process? Because we've been running the hot dog campaign for a while now, haven't we?
Now,
I'm getting a bit bored with puppy pictures, to be honest, like, you know.
We are coming up to the end of the first phase, which is the longest phase.
Yeah.
So we've had hundreds of pictures through to our website. Mm. Still time to submit some. It finishes end of Friday. Mm. So from Saturday, we'll launch the voting session. Okay. So a week of voting. And then we'll have the winners.
Can you give us a tip of what you're looking for? Are you looking for us to dress our dogs up? Are you looking for stupid? What are you looking at? What do you want from us with our dogs?
The public will decide, ultimately.
But, Joe, give us a tip. Come on, what do we do?
Can I give you a tip to look on the website? Because a lady who's a photographer, which is one of the prizes, wrote an amazing little blog for us on how to photograph your dog and to kind of pull its character out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And I think you can tell from some of the photos that they've read it. And
I do this thing with honey called Where's Honey, and I'll put it on Instagram, and you can see her far in the distance where you can't see her, and people actually connect with me and go, there she is, she's on the tree. So I think it's really funny to, but it's probably just my home sense of humour, like, where's honey? That is really important.
Cool. So, Joe, we're kind of getting these prizes to win as well, as well as being the face of Stove Hub.
Yes.
And as well as...
Is it a sexy stove? I mean, can we just sort of get a... The stove that you were mentioning, because you've got one you said was cats, and this one is dogs.
Oh,
The oil stove.
Oh, no, they're boilers. It's boilers. On the boiler side.
So it's a boiler. Yeah.
We're trying to jazz up boilers, essentially. Well, no, they're just oil boilers and gas boilers, but we have a range of them. And so we just present little packages on the website of what people might be looking for in a new boiler.
A bit like your chairs, really, where you call them out, so they're going to call them Rover.
A flick of a flue, or a cheeky colour on the casing. Yeah. I mean, could we just sort of cheeky these boilers?
I would love to do that.
Pimp my boiler.
Boilers
this is what we need to do.
Yeah.
My boiler. Sorry, I'll shut up. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you, Felicity. Okay. Pimp my boiler. I'm not going to get round that now, am I?
I think boiler vinyls are... An area not explored.
Not exploited. Okay.
A boiler colour.
So you're going to put a dog's face on the boiler?
On a package. On the boiler pack. So on the website.
You don't buy a boiler with a dog on it.
Well,
I was thinking that. And I'm thinking that's terrible because you're going to just shut this dog in a boiler cupboard. Can you see where I'm going?
I like that idea. We could get stickers made up.
Yes,
put them on our boilers.
That's why I'm saying.
Oh,
I love that.
Give over, ladies.
Yeah,
Denise will love that.
Yeah.
She should tweet.
Right, anyway.
We could just have a footprint, a paw print.
A paw print.
I remember our tracker shoes when we were kids and you had your little footprint.
You want to do these mentoring pop-up things, aren't you? You need us as well.
This is really cool. We're brainstorming here. We're developing a whole new line of boiler production.
I think I've got a headache now. Joe, this Friday's the deadline for getting your puppy picks in.
Yes.
And then the voting turns over to the public.
Yes. And then they can win lots of prizes.
There's lots of prizes to win.
We're very grateful to a lot of companies that have been involved with the campaign that have profiled it, that have donated prizes. So there's a weekend for two at Hawthorne Farm Holiday Cottages. Mm-hmm. There's tickets for our pop-up restaurant in June with Harry Covert, and lots of other puppy-related prizes, such as squeaky toys and pampering days.
Can I come?
Yeah.
I like a squeaky toy.
They might be a bit rough. Might be a dog
pampering. Oh, I got that. Rough.
Rough. No, I didn't mean.
Top punning, Joe. Joe, thank you for that. So we got lots of things to talk about here in terms of shout-outs and what have you. First of all, give us your websites for wood burners, stoves, boilers.
So for the boilers, theheatinghub.co.uk, and there's a link on there to hot dogs, or you can slash hot dogs. The stovehub.co.uk again. And there's a list of our trailer dates where we're out over the summer.
Fantastic. And yeah, Twitter, you can follow both of those on Twitter.
Yeah, at the Stove Hub and at the Heating Hub. Facebook, the same.
Yeah.
The Heating Hub, the Stove Hub.
Cool. And we might see some of you at Tenterton Green on Friday.
I think people need to come along and taste the tuna.
Yeah.
I can't. 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mine is. They're going all day because I can't remember what day it is because you're there more than Friday as well, aren't you?
Yes, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Denise is there from tuna.
Because I saw her wobbling about doing pancakes and Prosecco or something.
She wants to, at the end of a long day, I think, of cooking, hold a little it's over session and do pancakes and Prosecco.
Do they go?
I don't know. I think we're going to find out. I think the strawberries
are going. I think Prosecco's...
I don't think the pancakes play a big part in this, to be honest.
They might end up in the bin, the Prosecco. Yeah.
Can I just ask, why are you going at 10 o'clock in the morning cooking tuna?
Because that's the only time I could make it.
Oh.
Because I'm speaking at an event the rest of the day, so I've got to cook lunch at 10. Sorry.
So am I.
Yeah.
I'm speaking as well.
Are you? Are you speaking?
I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the moment, Joe, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you,
Joe. And all the fabulous things you're doing. We'll see you Friday.
Yes.
Good luck with the hot dog thing. Good luck with, you don't need luck because you're really good with the stoves and wood burners and boilers and all the rest of it. So for the moment, Joe Allsop, of the heating hub, the stove hub, hot dogs,
and cooking.
And cooking. Thank you so much for being on the Business Mug Show again. That's lovely. You tell us about your speaking now.
Well, I'm speaking on Friday at an event in London, Landon.
London.
And if you ask me where in London, I just think London is one place.
Yeah.
But it actually is Friday the 19th. It's American Square in London. Now, I've got a giveaway. So I'm speaking. We've got Lisa Goddard speaking there. There are so many speakers. It's really about releasing your potential. It's about boosting your business. So it's lots of motivational, lots of rah-rah, lots of I'm going to be speaking about building the body of your business. If you want to come, I've got two free tickets to give away.
Wow. Okay.
I know. So should we give them away here?
Yeah, go on. Go for it. And okay. You can do it on your show tomorrow on the conversation.
I'll do it on my show. Yeah. I'm going to give two tickets away extra as well. So we've got two tickets to give away. It's a silver ticket and it's on Friday. So you've got to be free Friday. And
I can't come, bird.
I know. You're speaking. And speaking.
And speaking.
Exactly.
Yeah, while I'm cooking.
Exactly. So this is on Friday in London and it's called Springboard to Success. All you got to do is hashtag BBunker and just shout out and we'll give you the two free tickets.
You're a star.
Thanks.
So please do that if you'd like to go along and see Bird and loads of other good speakers in London.
London
on Friday. What time?
It starts at 8:30.
In the evening?
You silly sausage, in the morning.
Blimey.
It's an all-day event.
All right, okay.
Yeah, sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'll be giving two more tickets away on the conversation tomorrow.
Fantastic. Hashtag BBunker. Get your free ticket.
Got to be done.
Nice one. Thank you, Bird.
Pleasure.
Do you know what time it is now?
What is it?
It's time to do the Federation of Small Business News.
Channel Radio News Update.
I'm going to give you a list of up-and-coming events for the Federation of Small Business. I'm not going to go into great detail. If you want to find out details and to book your place, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and click on the FSB tab, all the booking details for all of these events can be found there. On the 18th of May, that will be this Thursday, is the Federation of Small Business Women in Business Golf Taster Session at the Tudor Marriott Hotel in Bearsted. So if you'd like to have a go at golf and you're a lady and you're in business, you can do it. On the 23rd of May is FSB Connect, which is a Women in Business brunch in Hythe. That will be at Western Hanger Castle. On the 25th of May, there's FSB Connect. And everyone can go to this. It's in Tunbridge, and it's a networking event, and it's at the Tunbridge Old Fire Station, which is a lovely venue. On the 2nd of June is Slope Off Friday, which is the lunch at Posilipo at Aqua, which is in Faversham. It's a paltry £16.95 for a two-course lunch, and then £172 for the wine bill afterwards. And I'll make that bit up. If you want to book on it, if you email a.not20@aol.com. On the 13th of June is FSB Connect Women in Business Lunch in Tunbridge Wells with guest speaker Sumi Maudsley. On the 27th of June is the FSB Women in Enterprise, Essential Business Tools to Untap Your Potential. And then on the 30th of June is Networking to Inspire the Next Generation, and this one is taking place at Wilmington Academy, and we do have some more details about that in a minute.
You're just brimming with energy through all of that.
There's so many events I can go to there.
Tax changes for contractors to the public sector. This affects the IR35 tax status. For those who are self-employed and who undertake public sector contracts, it is now up to the contracting public sector body, not the individual contractor, so to decide whether they come under the scope of IR35. If they do, they will be treated like an employee for tax purposes, but not for employment law purposes.
Companies House have announced that from the 26th of June, changes will be made to the UK anti-money laundering measures to help prevent money laundering and terrorist financing. The changes will increase the transparency of who owns and controls companies in the UK and will make changes to the current requirements about people with significant control, known as PSC, people with significant control. The PSC rules were introduced last April 2016, and the necessary information needed to be filed with Companies House on incorporation and updated on the confirmation statement form CSO1. From the 26th of June, the PSC information will no longer be updated on the CSO1 statement, and Companies House will have to be notified on a new form, which is called PSC01 to PSC09, whenever there's a change. Companies will have 14 days to update their register and another 14 days to send the information to Companies House. Don't you lucky it when they get rid of regulations? Oh, no, they haven't.
Air pollution plan revealed. The government has released its plan to improve air quality across the UK. The draft UK air quality plan could affect diesel drivers, and the government is considering a diesel scrappage scheme to compensate for this. According to the plan, clean air zones could be set up in dozens of cities and towns, but local authorities could be expected to develop new and creative solutions to reduce emissions while avoiding undue impact on motorists. The plan says charging zones should only be introduced where local authorities fail to identify equal, effective alternatives. Now, this consultation is open until the 15th of June.
Fantastic. There's updated guidance on terms and conditions and the word free in promotional materials. The Committees for Advertising Practice has issued updated guidance on the use of terms and conditions and the word free in marketing material. The main point on the use of terms and conditions in promotional marketing is that significant terms should be prominently displayed in the material. The use of the word free in marketing often leads to confusion, as consumers usually expect such goods to be completely without cost,
free,
or free, as it's normally known. And that may not always be the case. The advertising rules usually allow promoters to charge for uninflated postage or for the free item product to be conditional on the purchase of another item.
Was that three?
Free.
Free.
Free. For more information on the guidance, you can go to www.asa.org.uk/advice.
The flat rate scheme, VAT. There are changes to the tax rates and eligibility criteria.
Legibility.
There we go.
Or
eligibility.
Eligible.
Criteria for some small businesses which use this rather than the standard VAT system. The change affects those deemed to be a limited cost trader, where your VAT inclusive expenditure is a very small chunk of your turnover.
Fantastic. There are new charges for hiring non-EU workers. From this month, businesses face an annual fee to employ each new worker from outside of the European Economic Area on a Tier 2 skilled workers visa. The standard so-called immigration skills charge will now be £1,000 a year, although for small businesses there may be a lower rate of £364 a year.
Wilmington, ready to pass on your business advice? Could you inspire the next generation of entrepreneurs? Perhaps you have thought about hiring an apprentice, but are not sure if young people have the skills you need for your business. Get involved now if you have the chance. So this is the fourth FSB Skills 3030. You loved it, don't you?
Yep.
And it will give you the chance to forge strong links with local schools, share your experience of running a business, and meet potential young employees. While students take part in workshops, business owners find out about hiring an apprentice and the Kent County Council Guilds initiative. Then both groups meet together for facilitated speed networking. Who should come? Business owners, business managers, employers, HR managers, and recruitment companies. So that's Wilmington Academy, and that's on kentbusinessradio.co.uk/Wilmington. And that's on Friday the 30th from 10 till 1.
30th of June.
Yep.
Yep, fantastic. So that brings us to the end of our FSB News Update.
Channel Radio News Update.
Felicity.
Yeah, just one final thing that I'd like to say. Two very quick shout-outs. One for my colleague and business partner Donna French, who's doing Walk the Walk Kent, 250 miles in 14 days for Pilgrims Hospices.
Some people would do anything to get away from you.
I could talk about her footpath chair, but yep, I won't. And the other thing is, I've just had grief through on Twitter from my children for not giving them a shout out for being so instrumental in the setting up of Cheeky Chair. So Jamie and Ella, if you're still listening, you're deeply wonderful. And yes, I might give you a chair at some point. Thank you.
They're trying to blag a freebie, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They're seriously
I like
trying.
That, yeah, yeah, no. I like that they're going, Mum, Exactly.
What about, exactly. You've mentioned everyone else in your life. What about us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cool. Good. And Ella's getting married soon.
I know. She is. Yeah. A big shout out for Ella and her engagement.
Yeah. Well done, Ella and Ashley. New branding opportunities are available at Kent County Cricket. Kent Cricket will be releasing new branding sites around the ground and digital advertising opportunities on their new digital replay screen and scoreboard in 2018. If you'd like to know more, please get in touch. And that's from the lovely Emma Santa. And her email address is emma.santa, S-A-N-T-E-R, .kent@ecb.co.uk. And I think that kind of brings us to the end of another show.
It's great.
Coming up on Channel Radio later today, at 4 o'clock, we have the lovely Natalie Benig, and she has the Kent Creative Live show at 4 p.m. And on this week's show, she has the Moving Memory Dance Theatre Company. And you can follow Natalie at Kent Creative Art on the Twitter, and Moving Memory Dance are Moving Mem Dance on the Twitter. So that's at 4 p.m., Kent Creative Live show. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with his stripy socks, who's got a two-hour show of celebrity interviews and music. At 7 o'clock, we have a new show, Joey Wheeler, with a rockabilly show. And then at 9 o'clock, for some bizarre reason, we still have I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, which is a show that focuses on the incredibly long year of 1967.
That we've never yet really got to the bottom of, have we?
Yeah, why 1967? But there it is, and it's still very
golden
popular.
Year.
So there it goes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as always, on a Tuesday, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three,
get down! Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass. I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So there we go. We finish off at 10 o'clock with the Club Culture show with the wonderful Mr. Boy George. And that's it for another Tuesday. I'd just like to say a massive thank you to all the folks at Kent Space for helping us move in, to today's show sponsor, Betts Hangar Park, and to remind you about their huge beast that's available for corporate bookings on bank holiday weekend. And I'd love to say a big thank you to our three guests today, Susanna Davda, from The Shoe Consultant, Felicity Randolph from Cheeky Chairs, Joe Alsop from The Heating Hub and The Stove Hub, my sidekick, the famous
Bird
on a Bike. And don't forget Bird's free tickets for her event on Friday. If you're not going to Bird's event on Friday, you can come and watch me burn some food. Are you insensitive?
You can't
burn it. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for joining us on The Business Bunker Show. We will be back with you next week. Have a fabulous week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.